Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi, Richard.
Yes, this is him.
Hey there, this is Alan with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you very much for asking. So, Richard, we have a client interview scheduled for you today. The call's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, this will work.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and get things taken care of then. So first and foremost, Richard, just want to go ahead and thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to go ahead and gather content and keywords about the company in order to achieve the highest online ranking, okay? So first, I will be verifying your business information. Then secondly, I will be discussing relevant keywords of service that you provide. And then lastly, I'm going to be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so first and foremost, I see that we sent out the terms and the conditions, and you got those signed, which is great. Thank you for that. The next step is verifying all the business information, making sure what I have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can go ahead and make the necessary changes on that, okay?
Okie dokie.
So the first off that I do have here is the name of the business, which is EV Buddy LLC. Is that correct?
Yep, you got it.
All right, and the address that I have here is 1130 Metropolitan Drive. This is in Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Is this correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Now, is this a home address or is this an office location?
So that's actually a home address. We have yet to get our office.
Okay, no worries, but you can receive mail at this address, right?
Yeah, that's where we get all the mail.
Okay, awesome. Now, the phone number that your clients are going to be giving you a call to, is it the 919-208-3595?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, awesome. And email address, can you just confirm for me, which is evbuddync@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, awesome. Now, moving along, now, do you have a business website already?
We do have a business website.
Okay.
It's kind of a basic website. That's kind of one of the main selling points for getting you guys.
Okay. Now, would you like for us to go ahead and create a new website? Or better yet, my question is the website URL, is this yours? Did you purchase it?
Yeah, it's ours.
Okay. Now, would you like for us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us, have us design a new website to put on top of it?
Yeah, we definitely need a new design for the website, for sure.
Okay. Now, we have two options here. So, you do have, credentials to it, a username and a password to log into your website, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we can go ahead and do, we can use your domain, which is, evebuddync.com. And we can go ahead and apply our layout on top of this website, and we can go ahead and move forward and create, the website from there. Is that something that you want, or do you want a whole new domain?
I think a whole new domain might be better. Is it okay if we three-way call my business partner? He handles most of this stuff. He actually is the one who made the website.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, sure. The only thing is that I'm not able to make a three-way call. If you can call him, that'll be totally fine.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, let me do that real quick.
So go ahead.
I'm not telling you this information. All right, Kyrie, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All righty. So he was just asking us about the domain of the website. You can go ahead and just repeat what you just said so we can
actually
get the
website. Yeah, no worries. So, Kyrie, in this case here, what I was mentioning to Richard there is if I asked the question if you guys had a website, and he did mention that yes. And so the question that I was asking him is if you guys would like a whole new domain, or if you guys would like for us to use your guys' domain, but putting our shell or our, little touches on there.
You can use your domain.
Okay.
Basically, I would just have to delete mine.
Okay.
That just gives you the ability to basically use the name that we have, right?
That is correct. Basically, yes.
Yeah, so I would just have to delete it because we would like the website built from the ground up. The company that we use right now for the website, there's really not a lot of changes you can actually make through their services.
Got it.
It's a very simple platform.
Okay.
So it would have to be through a different platform.
Got you. Okay, so we'll go ahead and create a brand new website then. So in this case here, I do have some domain names available, which is evbuddyllc.com or evbuddyllc.net. Which of the two would you prefer?
Is it possible for me to just delete my domain name and then you guys pick it up, evbuddync?
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to take a while for you guys, for that to happen. I don't think we would be able to go ahead and do that, you know, like really quick. So.
The name of the website has to be evbuddync.com. Does that mean the domain has to be the exact same name?
The domain is the,
yeah, the domain name is the website. So, let me see here. You said...
How about this? Is there a way that we could do using the same domain as we have, so you guys just build, like, basically erase the website and just use the same domain name?
Or is that use the app that I'm using, and it's not really... Based off of telling him, it's not...
Yeah.
Really, I mean, you can do it if you guys would like, but I just don't see there being a lot of ability to change a lot with the website. Maybe it's just me not knowing how to use the app, but it's really just basic templates that you have to choose from for the websites with this app.
Okay, so in this case here, now in reference to the domain name or the website name, evbuddync, the only one that I do have available, and this is because you already have the other one, which is the evbuddync.com, the only one that I have available is evbuddync.net. If you want to keep it similar to that, you know, website URL.
Yeah, I really think we need to have the evbuddync.com. It needs to be our domain name. I mean, that's all over our shirts.
Yeah, in this case here, since your colleague already, you know, purchased that domain, and there's not very much, you know, liberty of things that we can do on that domain there, you know, I'm going to be straight out honest, it's not going to look nice, you know, I'm looking at the website right now, and it just has, you know, your guys' logo, you know, a little bit about you guys, and a couple of pictures, and that's it, you know, and I'm thinking that that's pretty much, you know, everything that it'll let you go ahead and have. Now, if you were to go with a different, you know, a different company or us just per se, you know, other companies, they do have more options, you know, like to put a contact phone number, you know, put in, you know, different pictures, probably even videos and things like that, that this, you know.
Right. I definitely don't think we should use the existing system that we used, Kyer, to create the website. What I'm saying
he's saying he cannot, like, it would take too long for him. If I delete this, he doesn't know when the domain will be available for him to get, is what he said.
Yeah, that would be the
thing. It could take 2 months for the domain to become available again.
Right.
Okay. It's just, we already have that, I think. All right.
Quick question. Now,
let me find the app. Hold up. Maybe.
Let me see. So, Kyer, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, you did purchase this domain, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is yours. You have credentials to a username and a password, right?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second while you're doing that. Hang on tight. Let me ask my web designers here really quick, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to keep our name if possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, no worries.
Let's find that.
Okay, you know what? I think, you know what, we can go that route. Let me see here. All right. So yeah, in this case here, we'll be able to go ahead and use your guys' domain name, okay? And we're going to put our shell on top of it, and we're going to go ahead and make a stunning website for you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. Give me a second here. Uh-oh. All right. All right. Give me a second just to go ahead and make sure that I'm notating everything here and getting everything. All right. Great. Awesome. All right. So I got that taken care of then. Let me see here.
Yeah, because on my on this host it says I'm able to where is it at? So it says my domain is active, but I can unactive. I can transfer it.
Okay.
Domain transfer.
Great. Okay. And once again, you did purchase this domain. This is your guys', right?
Yes, it's active.
Okay.
And verified.
Okay. Awesome. So what I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit later on, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email so you guys can go ahead and provide us with the credentials on that so we can go ahead and add our shell on top of it and create this stunning website for you guys, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Awesome. So moving along. Now, would you guys like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through the website?
No, we have an accounting system for that.
Okay, no worries. Let's go ahead and move along. Now, something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. Okay, this is a Google-endorsed product that allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So basically what we do here is we create another number with a local area code. We post that online, and it filters out any type of scam calls or telemarketing calls. But still, all the calls are going to get redirected to the phone number ending in 3595. Would you guys like for us to go ahead and create one at no additional cost to you?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
All right, awesome. Now, like I mentioned, we're going to go ahead and place this everywhere, including online, everywhere, including the most important websites, like, for instance, Facebook and Google. The only thing that we do ask is for you not to remove that number. If you do need to remove it, let us know so we can go ahead and keep everything consistent on that, okay?
Yes, okey-dokey.
All right. Now, moving along. Now, would you like a professional custom voice recording to introduce the business? Having this professional custom greeting, it is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and a branded business. The only thing I do need to let you know that this does have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make changes or updates to the recording as you do need to.
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that as well.
Okay. Now, awesome. Now, the recording would be starting now, and it would be something like this. Hi, thank you for calling EV Buddy LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer. Okay? Now, would you like that in a female voice or a male voice?
Probably a female voice, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Female voice, got it. Okay, awesome. Alrighty. Now, let's see here. Now, have you guys heard about Google Workspace?
No, not necessarily.
I'm sorry?
No, I haven't. I don't know what we're talking
about. Okay,
no,
so basically, it's a Google product for emails and documents and calendars, okay? With your new website domain, with Google Workspace, you get an email that matches your domain for instant credibility. It would be a great step towards, you know, branding your company. Also, you will receive enough cloud storage to store your guys' invoices or photos, you know, of your past and present, you know, before and after pictures of your work, with just a click of a button on any device that you may have. It also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by either sharing a drive or probably even documents. And it's a little bit more easier and more efficient, you know, on in reference to connecting with your clients. It also has an integrated calendar, so you can schedule your guys' appointments. If you guys have, you know, if you guys want to schedule them by appointments, you can do that. The only thing here that this does have a cost of $99 for the activation and then $19 monthly after that. Would you guys like to have something like that added?
No, we're okay. We actually have an email and a calendar set up for.
No worries. Great. So let's go ahead and move along then. So we're going to go ahead and go over the keywords now. The keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to go ahead and find your business. Okay. So I was taking a look a little bit in reference to, you know, the website and what it is that you guys do, and you guys are, you know, not electricians, or can we say that you guys are?
We are electricians, but we're just like specialty electricians, I guess you could say.
Okay, so I did some research, and I found some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. Let me know if these are okay or if they're not. So I have here as keywords electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, electrical wiring, electrical outlets installations, electrical fixture installation, electrical panels, electrical installations, electrical replacements, electrical repairs, main panel installations, and main panel upgrades. Are all of these okay?
Yeah, so those all sound good. And so when you put, are any of those priority, or are they kind of all just on the same list?
These are all on the same list, and when we go ahead and update them, they'll basically be all like a priority. So whenever your clients, you know, look on Google and they type in these specific, you know, keywords, you'll show up and you'll pop out.
Gotcha. Okay. Can we add EV charger install?
Okay. Let's see here. EV. Got it. EV charger installations.
Yeah. Did you want to make it more niche, like public charging station installations, residential charging station installations, or do you just want to put EV chargers?
So this is just when people type in stuff.
Yeah. So just put yourself in a customer's shoes. If you wanted, you know, a generator, you know, installation, what would you type in to look for someone? You know,
yeah,
most people are
going to
type in.
What I'm saying is some business owners, like, that own complexes may look up businesses that install public charging stations.
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah, public EV charger installs or installations.
I'll go ahead and put public EV charger.
Yeah, and then most people will write
installation.
On Google. Right, most people will write on Google car chargers. They won't even write EV. So maybe we could put car charger.
Okay.
Car charger installs, I mean.
Got them. Okay. So I have EV charger installation, and then I also have public EV chargers, and then also public EV chargers installations, and then I also have car charger installations.
Yeah, you don't need to write public installs twice. You can just put one of those. But yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. Got them. All right. Look, tell you what. What I'll go ahead and do, I'll a little bit later on, or as a matter of fact, tomorrow, what I'll go ahead and do, I'll send you an email with all these keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and make any changes to them, go ahead and do me a favor. Just reply back to that email with the changes that you want, and we'll go ahead and update it here on our end, okay?
All right.
All right. So let's go ahead and go moving along. Now, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that I can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Okay, so the first question that I do have here is if there is anything unique about the business or what do customers like about your business? I also do have some examples here if you would like to hear those.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so for instance, do you guys provide free estimates?
Yes.
Okay, are you a family-owned business?
Yeah.
Okay. You are locally owned and operated?
Yep, locally owned and operated.
Okay. Now, you are also affordable, and you do offer competitive prices compared to other, you know, electricians, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about warranties? Do you guys offer any warranties or discounts, maybe?
Yeah, we offer warranties and discounts. We got a 3-year warranty with all of our work.
Okay.
And then we got discounts for veterans and senior citizens.
Got it.
And
okay.
We should do hospital workers as well.
Okay, got them. Should we put first responders or just hospital?
Yes, first responders.
Okay. All right, awesome. Now, the next question here is if you have a mission statement. I have some examples here if you would like to hear those as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mention a few of them. If you guys like one of them, just feel free and interrupt me and let me know, hey, I like that one, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is going to be at EV Buddy LLC, we bring creative projects and visions to life. Or at EV Buddy LLC, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality of service. Or at EV Buddy LLC, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. Or something a little bit shorter would be at EV Buddy LLC, we strive for higher standards of service. Or at EV Buddy LLC, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Or at EV Buddy LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Or at EV Buddy LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And then lastly, at EV Buddy LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
I like that last one. Which one did you like, Rich?
I'm pretty sure we have one of our own tie here on our website.
Yeah, we do.
Let me look it up real quick.
Let's see. You're a trusted partner for EV charging station installation? No, hold on. Let's see. Discover the convenience and benefits of electric vehicles with EV Buddy. We specialize in a professional EV charge installation service. No, let me see that one. About EV. Powering the future of transportation.
I think at EV Buddy, we understand the importance of embracing the future of transportation. Our team of experienced electrical contractors are dedicated to promoting sustainable mobility by providing top-notch EV charger installation services, whether you're a homeowner, HOA, property manager, we have the expertise to meet your EV charging needs. I like that. Maybe we can clean it up a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, bring it down a little bit. Not so many.
Let's see here. Embracing the future of transportation. Electrical contractors are dedicated to promoting sustainable mobility. We are providing top-notch EV charger installation services.
I would say maybe top tier.
Yeah, top tier.
You know what? It all sounds great. The only thing that I would remove is in Raleigh.
Yeah, definitely in Raleigh as well.
Yeah. Manager. Let me see here. Top-notch manager.
Yeah, or property manager, and then just put the comma after manager.
Yeah, property manager. We have the expertise to meet your EV charging needs. Yeah, the only thing that I would do is just remove Raleigh. Everything else is great.
Okay. I'd like to take out in Raleigh. We'll just delete that completely, and then change top notch to top tier.
Okay, top tier. Got it. Let's go ahead and capitalize top tier. Providing top-tier EV charger installation services, whether you're a homeowner, HOA, or property manager, we have the expertise to meet your EV charging needs. Yep.
Yep.
All right. We'll go ahead and use that as a mission statement. And then the next question is if you happen to have a tagline or a slogan. I do have something short and simple. I'm not sure if you'll like it, but it would be my focus is customer satisfaction.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Could we actually change top notch to state of or top tier to state of the art?
State of the art EV charger installation.
Yeah, what do you think? What you like?
State of the art kind of sounds like state of the art, like building or state of the art. Architecture, on a state of the art installation.
Well, no. Is that the wrong way? Am I thinking about the wrong word? All right, let's just stick with top tier. I can't think of the word right now. I thought it was state of the art.
State of the art. Let me see.
What's a synonym for latest and greatest?
Let me see. State of the art. I know what you mean. The highest point of technology. Yeah. So basically, state of the art is. It means the highest point of technological achievement to date. So we could do that.
Yeah, you can use it then. Do you want to change it to by providing to the state of the art?
Tyler, it's up to you.
I like state of the art. I like state of the art. That's perfectly fine. State of the art, yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and change that to state of the All right, so let's see here. Give me our team of experienced electrical contractors are dedicated to promoting sustainable mobility by providing state-of-the-art EV charger installation services. Whether you are a homeowner, HOA, or property manager, we have the expertise to meet your EV charging needs.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I like it.
Sounds great.
All right, cool. All right. Now, in reference to the slogan or the tagline, do you guys have something? Or, like I said, I do have something short. It would either be my focus is customer satisfaction or our focus is customer satisfaction.
So ours is your trusted partner for EV charging stations installations. Do you still want to keep that, Rich?
I was thinking charging the future.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, where did I see that one?
You saw that one somewhere?
Yeah, I saw it somewhere on the website.
it is on there. But it's in like a paragraph, I believe.
Well, I think powering the future of transportation.
Yeah, powering the future is pretty good. I like that. We can put that on the back of shirts.
So what do you guys want to use? Powering the future of transportation, or what is it that you guys want to use?
What do you think, Kaya?
I like the one that you just came up with, charging the future.
Powering the future?
So we do charging the future of transportation, Tyler?
Charging the future of transportation. Powering the future of transportation, charging the future of transportation.
Or just straight up charging the future. Just keep it short.
Yeah, you can do either or. Charging the future or powering the future or whatever you guys like.
Do you like powering the future or charging the future?
I like charging the future.
So all right, let's do charging the future.
All right.
Perfect.
Charging the Future. All right. Awesome. Okay. Great. Moving along. Now, how many years has EV Buddy LLC been in business?
Only about like 2 months. We're fresh. We're fresh.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you guys have doing, you know, being electricians?
Together over a decade.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And how many people are working with the company as of right now, or the majority of the time?
Just two as of right now. We're looking to hire some people pretty soon, though.
All right. Now, are you both doing residential and commercial, or just one or the other?
Residential and commercial.
Okay. And let's see here, the hours of operation. Are you guys still set on 24/7?
Yeah, we'll do 24/7.
Okay. And let's see here, the types of payment that you're accepting at this point in time, checks, cash, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards?
So credit cards, checks, and cash.
Okay. Now, when you say credit cards, is that all major credit cards, like Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover?
Yeah, all that. Yep.
Okay. All CCs. All right. Now, next question, and just confirm for me, you guys are licensed and you are insured, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So, okay. So now that I've gathered all the business information, I'm going to be sending it out to our editing team. Now, they're in charge of optimizing your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp, just so you guys are aware of that, okay?
All right.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about the Google Business Profile. So you are located in Durham, North Carolina. I went off and I did a little search of the cities that you are covering or you might want to go ahead and cover. Let me know if these are okay or if you want me to remove some. So I have Creedmoor, I have Durham, I have Chapel Hill, Morrisville, Raleigh, Julie Springs, Fort Oaks, Benson, and Dunn.
Okay, so we can go ahead and take out Creedmoor and Dunn and Benson.
Okay, Dunn and Benson, and got them, okay.
And Creedmoor, and we can go ahead and add, I'm not sure if you said any of these, or just let me know if you did, but Apex, Holly Springs, Cary, Fuquay, Verena.
Okay, give me a second here. You said Apex. What was the other one?
Holly Springs.
Holly. Give me a second here. Holly Springs. Got it.
Fuquay, Verena.
Okay.
Garner.
Garner, got it.
And then you already got Raleigh, I believe. I think you already got Cary and Morrisville. And then, I don't know, did you say Chapel Hill?
I got Chapel Hill as well.
Yep, Chapel Hill, Durham, Cary, I think that's it. Yep. All right.
All right.
Oh, you can write Hillsboro on there, too.
Hillsboro, got it.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. All right, so let's go ahead and move along, and let's go ahead and talk about, well, continue talking about the Google Business Profile. So you guys do have a Google Business Profile, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the question that I do need to ask, if you guys have access to it, can you guys log in and log out from it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason that I ask this is because we would need manager access so we can go ahead and optimize it. Okay. Is it if I send you guys an email, would you guys be able to go ahead and grant us admin access so we can update it with the current information and, you know, more photos and things like that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and move along. So as part of our efforts to go ahead and optimize the Google Business Profile and help you get more leads, we'd like to introduce you to a great feature which is called GBP messaging. Basically, GBP messaging allows customers to message your business directly through the Google Business Profile, okay? This is a great way to go ahead and connect with your customers and answer their questions a little bit more easier. The best part about this is that it's totally free to use. The only thing that I need to know from you is if you guys would like for us to go ahead and enable that option.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no extra cost,
if I don't mention a price, it's already included.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and add that. Now let's go ahead and move along and let's talk about Yelp now. So you guys already have a Yelp page, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the only thing that I can go ahead and advise here is for you to go ahead and continue to manage it, so you don't lose any content or placements. If you would like for us to manage a Yelp page, we would need to go ahead and start from scratch and manage it and optimize it, but it will be a duplicate page. Do you guys want to continue with your guys' Yelp page, or you want us to go ahead and create one?
I think our Yelp page is fine. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, no worries. So we'll go ahead and continue leaving it like that. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about the business Facebook page now. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. A business Facebook page I'm talking about.
Yep.
Business Facebook page. Let's see here. Now, how can I find you guys on, the business Facebook page, how can I find it on Facebook?
Just Easy Buddy.
Okay, Easy Buddy.
NC, right?
Yeah, Easy. Let me check the name. So it's ev.buddy.2023. So, I mean, we could change it because that was the only name available at the time.
Okay, so ev, I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me one more time? Or you know what, as a matter of fact, do you have the URL available?
No, I just pulled it up on my phone.
Okay, so do me a favor. Okay, so you're on your phone at this point in time. Do me a favor. Do you have a logo? A profile picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on your profile picture, and it's going to go ahead and take you to another page, right?
Yeah,
somewhere.
Picture.
Okay. Now, somewhere around the middle, you're going to see three little dots, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Okay. Click on those three little dots, and then scroll all the way to the bottom, and it should show you your profile link, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so it's www.facebook.com and then / and what's after the /
ev.buddy.2023.
2023?
Yep.
And that's it, correct?
Yeah, that's all.
All right, let me see here. All right, there we go. Okay. What happened? No. Okay, let me copy this one. All right, now the reason that in this case here, so we're not going to be creating a new Facebook page for you, right? Because you already have one. So the only thing that we're going to be doing here is optimizing it, so updating it, and we are going to be needing manager access as well to the business Facebook page. Is it okay if I go ahead and send you an email a little bit later on? So you can go ahead and grant us admin access on that?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Awesome. All right. So let's go ahead and move along. So you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package here with us. Now, would you like to go ahead and send us specific images to use on those ads? Go ahead. I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
You guys, if we don't send images, do you guys make custom images, or do we have to send them out?
Don't send them out, in this case here, we would use, stock photos. You know, we would, Google, some photos, and we would, use those. But they're going to be high-quality stock photos.
Yeah, okay, I want all these pictures to be jobs, Kyer, just pictures of jobs we've done.
And it's more recommended that you actually do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you'll go ahead and send some photos there. Now, the next question here that I do have, what call to action do you want for your ads campaign? So when a client sees your guys' ads on Facebook, what way do you want them to go ahead and reach out? We have a Facebook form that they can fill out. They can either call you directly or messages on Messenger, or you can do all three.
I'd rather call directly.
Just calls? So just only calls?
I mean, you can do all three.
Okay, so you want all three then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, keep it in mind, you can change these options a little bit later on, you know, if, you know, later on the date, the way you can change them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let's see here. Moving along. So, now, just in case we do need to go ahead and reach out to you sometime during the week, what day of the week would it be best for us to go ahead and reach out, and what time?
Any time later on in the day, I think. I don't think we have a specific day.
So we could say time. after 12 p.m., is that all right?
Can we say after 3?
After 3?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Okay, so moving along. So now you're going to be receiving a few emails from us within the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email is going to be the keywords email. If you want to make changes to those keywords, just reply back to that email with the changes that you want, and we'll go ahead and update it. The second email that you're going to receive is a photos email. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for the Google Business Profile and also the website. You can add up to 20 pictures in the email. Just make sure that they do have a good quality. If you also have a logo, we can use that and send that out. But just to go ahead and let you know, temporarily, we're going to be using high-quality stock photos for the website. If any images that you provide are low on quality and we feel that they won't best represent the business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Okay, just keep in mind that they are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any photos that may not apply, just reach out to us. We'll go ahead and remove them and replace them immediately with other photos, okay? Now, all of our photos are copyright protected. So if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with the photos, just let us know and we'll take care of that for you, okay? Also, within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This is going to allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can basically log in from anywhere. The client dashboard will show you how many calls and how many clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well the directories that we're going to list your business on, okay? Also, the next email that you're going to be receiving is going to be the call tracking email. This is going to allow you to see the number that we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for this call tracking number. You will be able to go ahead and track and manage your phone calls, block unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business, okay? Now, let me let you know just a little bit more about the time frame and what to expect. Here with Local Splash, your online information is going to be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your Facebook ads is going to be live within 7 to 14 days. We're also going to go ahead and submit your business information and the content that we created to directories. And we're also going to optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified, okay? But you should see a maximum result within 30 to 45 days. In that meantime, don't forget you can visit your dashboard, you know, to see your listings, create posts, and also update any content that you may have, okay? Moving forward, any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Nextwork requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business Profile are scam calls. If you get any of these type of calls or requests, do us the favor, reach out to us, and we'll take care of that before you know, for you guys, okay? Now, for the item that we discussed, which in this case here is the call tracking greeting, do I have your authorization to charge the card today for that one-time payment of $19?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Now, as we do get closer to finishing up with the call, we would like to go ahead and follow up with you in about 3 weeks just to go ahead and touch base and see how the account is progressing. 3 weeks from today, if I am correct, is going to be November the 27th. Is it okay if we reach out around the same time that I reached out today just to go ahead and touch base and see how the account is progressing?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, awesome. I'm also going to go ahead and add you to the calendar invite, so you're going to receive a reminder of when we're going to be giving you a call on that specific day, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Other than that, Richard and Kyer, this is going to be concluding the interview for today. Just want to go ahead and thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you guys have any questions before I do let you go?
I think I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good. So basically, we're just going to get an email. We send all the information, the login stuff in, and in 7 days, we'll have 7 to 14 days, we'll be able to log into, I guess, a new website.
That is correct. Yep. The only thing that I do ask you guys in the next couple of days, look out for the emails and text messages with updates from us. That's how we're going to be reaching out to request the information, you know, so we can get your guys' campaign up and going, okay?
Right. And then whenever we get new pictures from new jobs that we've done, we just send those to you guys via email as well.
Yeah, well, in this case here, for this first time, well, before, you know, when we start creating your guys' you know, information on your guys' website, yes. But in the future, if you go into your guys' client dashboard, when you guys receive your guys' email, your guys' credentials, you will be able to go ahead and update all of that as well. But once again, you are paying us to do that for you, so there's not going to be a need. But yes, if you guys want to go ahead and do it yourself, that is totally fine.
Nice. Okay.
Alrighty. So yeah, you guys will have total access to everything that we do in reference to the Facebook ads, you know, to the client dashboard, to the website, the Google Business Profile. You'll be able to go ahead and update it just like how we can, but you guys are the main owners to that. We're just secondary. We're just, you know, help there to help you, you know, get it going.
Gotcha.
Alright. But yeah, other than that, any other questions?
No, nope. I think that's it.
All right. Well, awesome. Other than that, once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business. We do look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Other than that, you guys have an outstanding rest of the day, okay?
You as well.
You too, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.